Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. An Abi Thabit waqil Abi Sa'id waqil Abi Al-Walid Sahl ibn Hunayf wa Badri radhiyallahu ta'ala an anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala man sa'ala Allah ta'ala ash-shahadata bi sidqin ballaghahu manazil ash-shuhada wa in mata 'ala firashihi rawahu Muslim. Continuing the chapter on sidq, honesty, truthfulness, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that whosoever asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for martyrdom, for shahadat, Allah ta'ala will make him reach, or Allah will raise him to the rank of the martyrs, even though this person passes away on his bed. So even though the person passes away a natural death, he does not get shahadat. But because he was genuine, he was sincere, and he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was true in his words, in his desire, Allah ta'ala then gives him this martyrdom. From this hadith we can understand the importance of being again genuine in our niyat and sincere in our niyat and honest and truthful to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when a person is genuine to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's loyal to Allah Rabbul Izzat, he has the quality of sidq in him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by virtue of his honesty, by virtue of his sincerity, Allah ta'ala gives him that high rank of becoming a shaheed, even though he passes away a natural death. The next hadith pertains to a Nabi of the past, and he went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a jihad that was taking place, and they were victorious and they got booty, spoils of war. Now in that time, the spoils of war that any person, the people of the past, when they obtained any spoils of war, it was not permissible for them to keep any of the spoils of war. They had to present it, and then a fire would come and devour it, and that was a sign that their sadaqah was accepted. Like how you find in the Quran, the story of Habil and Qabil, and there you find the explanation comes that the people of the past, whatever sadaqah they gave, they had to present it, place it down, then a fire would come and consume it, and that was a sign that their sadaqah was accepted. Allah Ta'ala's mercy on this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has made sadaqah halal for this ummah, for the poor of this ummah. So Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ghaza nabiyyun min al-anbiya'i salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhim. There was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the past who went out in battle. Faqala liqawmihi la yattabi'anni rajulun malaka bud'a imra'atin wa huwa yuridu an yabni biha wa lamma yabni biha wa la ahadun bana buyutan wa lam yarfa' suqufaha ولا أحد اشترى غنما أو خليفات وهو ينتظر أولادها. So he tells these people, a person who has just been married and he wants to consummate his marriage, and as yet he has not consummated his marriage, he's newly wedded, he hasn't consummated his marriage, he should not accompany me. Nor a person who is building a house and he's built his house and he has not yet completed the roof, such a person should not accompany me. Know a person who has purchased a pregnant sheep or a pregnant camel and is waiting for that animal to give birth. In other words, these three people, they are occupied in something very important. The man has just got married, he's going to consummate his marriage. The other person is just waiting for the roof to be put up. And the third person is going to see to the animal giving birth. Therefore, they are required to be in those places. And therefore, it would not be right for them to join him in this battle, because then their mind will be on those things that they have left behind, and those are important things for them to see to. Nonetheless, Rasulullah Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu continues, and he says, Rasulullah said, فَغَزَى Nabi then waged the battle, فَدَنَا مِنَ الْقَرْيَةِ صَلَاةَ الْعَصْرِ, and it was, he came to the town where he was attacking before Asr Salat, or qariba min dhalik, it was the time of Asr or just before Asr Salah. So this Nabi then makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَ لِي الشَّمْسِ إِنَّكِ مَأْمُورَةٌ وَأَنَا مَأْمُورٌ You have been commanded, O son, to set. And I have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wage this battle. Allahumma ahbisha alayna. O Allah, delay the sun from setting. Fahubisat. Allah ta'ala delayed the sun from setting. Hatta fataha Allahu alayhi, until Allah gave him the opportunity to fight before the sun could set, and he was victorious. فجمع الغنائم فجاءت يعني النار لتأكلها فلم تطعمها. So he gathered all the spoils of war, and as I mentioned, now they had to wait and see if a fire would come and consume it. Then they fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was accepted. Then the mali ghanimat, as we see, the spoils of war was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the action is then maqbool inda Allah. So they waited, he gathered the spoils of war, but no fire came and consumed it. So he realized there was some problem, something went wrong in this amongst the people who came with him with regard to the spoils of war. فَقَالَ إِنَّ فِيكُمْ غُلُولًا. He says, amongst you there is such a person who seems to have stolen some of the spoils of war. فَلْيُبَايِعْنِي مِنْ كُلِّ قَبِيلَةٍ رَجُلًا. Nobody's going to own up that he took away the spoils of war. So he says, from every tribe that joined him, there should be a person representing the tribe, and he should come forward and place his hand on this Nabi's hand. فَلَزِقَتْ يَدُ رَجُلٍ بِيَدِهِ. So the different tribes, they came, each one had a representative. So when they, each one who came forward, they placed their hand on the hand of Nabi. From all the people who came, there was one particular person whose hand stuck to the Nabi's hand. He could not remove it. فَقَالَ فِيكُمْ الْغُلُولُ. He said that amongst your tribe, there is a person who has stolen from the spoils of war. He has taken something which he should not have taken. فَلْتُبَايِعْنِي قَبِيلَتُكْ. So your remaining of your tribe must come now and place the hand on my hand, and from there we will realize when the person's hand will be put and he is the culprit, his hand will get stuck to the hand of the Nabi. فَلَزِقَتْ يَدُ رَجُلَيْنِ أَوْ ثَلَاثَةٌ بِيَدِي. Two or three people's hand became attached to the hand of the Nabi. فَقَالَ فِيكُمْ الْغُلُولِ. Then amongst you is a person who has stolen. So they go, فَجَاءُوا بِرَأْسٍ مِثْتَ رَأْسِ بَقَرَةٍ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ. They go and they return with a head, like the head of a cow of pure gold. So they come back with pure gold, the size of a head of a cow. They had taken this away. فَوَضَعَهَا. Then the Nabi took it from them, he placed it on the ground. فَجَاءَتِ النَّارُ فَأَكَلَتْهَا. The fire came and consumed this gold. So Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, فَلَمْ تَحِلَّ الْغَنَائِمُ لِأَحَدٍ قَبْلَنَا. Spoils of war was not permissible for any of the other nations of the past. ثُمَّ أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَنَا الْغَنَائِمُ. Allah Ta'ala made it permissible for this ummah. لَمَّا رَأَى ضَعْفَنَا وَعَجْزَنَا فَحَلَّهَا لَنَا. When Allah saw our weakness, Allah Ta'ala made it permissible for us. What do we learn from this hadith? That these people were not honest to the Nabi of the time. They were not honest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spoils of war was not permissible for them. And because of this, the fire did not consume that spoils of war. And the Nabi had to then check who were the culprit. In our times, we are in charge of different organizations. Somebody is a treasurer of some organization, institution, whether it's a school or madrasa or whatever, or he's working for his boss and he's a treasurer. It is absolutely important that all of us have to be honest to our people who we are working for, to the institution, to the organization. How many times we find the person was working for many years, but he was siphoning the money, he was taking away the money from there. And therefore, these are all lessons for us to be honest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be honest to the makhluq. Whatever we are doing, then we should be genuine and sincere and true and never cheat and deceive and lie. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.